I got to tell you a crazy story I just heard. This story happened on the first Shabbat of the year. We just recently had the first Shabbat of the year, so it just happened. The story was sent over from Chaim Zaid, just to tell you how important it is to take something upon yourself. Reb Chaim Zaid was invited to speak at a Shabbaton to a group of girls that took upon himself to keep their first Shabbat. It was the first Shabbat of the year, and they took upon himself to keep the first Shabbat. This happened in Israel, in Bnei Brak. He told him, listen, a group of girls, first Shabbat, I'm coming. Even though it was last minute, he said, I'm coming. The one condition the person had who made the Shabbaton, it was a free hotel stay, free catering, whatever you want, just one condition. Whoever comes, you have to leave your phones in the room the whole Shabbat. Nobody can walk around with the phones on Shabbat. When we say keep your first Shabbat, it means keep the first Shabbat to the fullest. Phones have to stay in the room. So the rabbi said, 70 girls signed up, 40 already went out because they couldn't exit the panasa with the phones. It was too hard. Only 30 stayed. So they had 30 girls who took upon herself to keep their first Shabbat in this hotel for free. The rabbi goes to the hotel. He sings them all the Shabbat songs. He tells him to divrei Torah with his wife and his children. In the middle of the meal, a girl named Osnat, an Israeli name, Osnat tells the rabbi, Rabbi, I want to talk to you. He says, okay, no problem. She takes him to the side. She tells him, Rabbi, Hashem hates me. He tells her, Hashem hates you? Who speaks like that? Don't say such words. Hashem never hates any Jew. Chas v'shalom. No matter how far the Yehudi is, how far the Jew is, he's always close to Hashem. She tells him, no, Hashem hates me. What happened? This is the first Shabbat I wanted to take upon myself. But I just got an emergency from the lobby, from the secretaries. I got an emergency message. My mother was already in a coma for 6 days and ran out any minute. She's about to pass away in the hospital. So I have to book, meaning I have to leave the hotel and run to the hospital to make sure I'm next to my mother at her last moments of her life. This happened within the first Shabbat of the year, 2 weeks ago. Hashem hates me. I want to keep Shabbat for the first time. And my mother is sick. She's about to die in a minute to pass away. I got to go. I got to run back. He tells her, wait a minute. What's the halakha? When are you allowed to break Shabbat? Only pikuach nefesh. Only if it's life and death for you or to save another person. But if your mother's anyways in a coma, it's not really going to make a difference if you're there or not. You're not allowed to break Shabbat for it. So as a rabbi, don't start. I'm leaving. This is not for me. Look, I gave it a try, and now I have an emergency. I have to go. He tells her, just give me a few more minutes. That's what Rabbi Chaim Zaid told her. Give me a few more minutes. He told this lady called Osnat. He runs upstairs. On the first floor, there was a very big rabbi at the time for that Shabbat also. Very big mekubal. He goes over to the rabbi and tells the rabbi, I need you to come to downstairs and convince this girl to stay. It's her first Shabbat. You got to help me out. The rabbi says, no problem. First Shabbat, I'll come. He goes downstairs. He speaks to Osnat. He tells her, don't worry. Your mother's going to survive Shabbat. After Shabbat, you're going to go. She's still going to be alive. And you can go to the hospital and greet her. She tells him, Rabbi, do you promise me? The rabbi wasn't sure what to say. It's not easy to promise such a thing because rabbis are not God. So he turns to Reb Chaim Zaid. And Reb Chaim Zaid told the rabbi, just do it. He says, fine, I promise your mother's going to survive Shabbat. You're going to keep Shabbat. Motzei Shabbat, fly to the hospital. And that's what happened. The girl stayed Shabbat. This Osnat, very hard test. She stayed Shabbat. She did not touch her phone the whole time. She kept her first Shabbat. More than that, she was married to a Bedouin. She was married to some Arab guy from Be'er Sheva. She was married to a Goy, to an Anjou. And because of that Shabbat, she took upon herself, that's it, I'm done with this guy. I'm dumping this guy over. I'm back to being a Bat Yisrael, a good Jewish girl. Right after Shabbat, she runs to the hospital. Her mother did not pass away. She's in a coma. Like the rabbi promised, her mother did not pass away. She goes inside the room. She holds her mother's hand and she tells her, Ima, Ima, in Hebrew. I finally kept the first Shabbat. How many times, Bad Lakat Nerot, did I hear you? Please, Hashem, I want my daughter to keep Shabbat. So I'm here to give you the news. I kept my first Shabbat, and more than that, I broke it off with the Goy. I broke it off with the Bedouin, with the Arab guy. I said, I'm not with him anymore. Done, over. I'm back to being a good Jewish girl, Bat Yisrael. And she's telling her, Ima, Ima, I kept the first Shabbat. Suddenly, which never happens, her mother opens up her eyes. And this is freaky, because the way the rabbi said over the story, the two nurses that were there ran out of the room because they never saw such a thing. The lady was basically dying. She was in a coma. Suddenly, you open up your eyes. It's pretty spooky. So the nurses ran out and they called the main doctor to come in to take control of the situation. And her mother tells her, you told her daughter in Hebrew, I'm about to go to Gan Eden. Please give me a hug. Thank you for the news. And she hugs her mother. And as she's hugging her, her mother passes away, goes to Olam Haba. But this just happened. The first Shabbat of the year. What did her daughter take upon herself? One Shabbat. Hashem, I want to keep one full Shabbat. Help me out. It was not an easy test for her. It's really, really hard not to fly to the hospital. And chas v'shalom, you could be the last one to live with your mother. But she said, no, I'm keeping Shabbat. I'm going to stay strong. She took upon herself one thing, but she kept it strong. And her mother was alive to Matzei Shabbat, and she got to see her, and she was able to tell the news to her mother, even more importantly. How long was her mother praying for her daughter to keep Shabbat? And she got to hear that her daughter finally kept Shabbat. That was the last moments of her mother's life. And then she went to Olam Habah.